Episode 1992, which one is better, running or walking?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is time to get your body moving. It's Wellness Wednesday. The question is, which one is better, running or walking? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, healthy living can be a challenge in knowing how to get the best results. One of the most common fitness questions I'm asked is, which one is better, running or walking? Well, first off, most people ask this question with the hope that the answer is going to be the easiest way to get healthy. Everybody wants the easy way. And I got to tell you, it's not that easy because I'm going to burst your bubble. There's no easy answer. Running for 30 minutes does burn more calories than walking. So you're like, yes, I'm going to run. But studies show that burning calories by running causes people to eat more calories. So what is it, running or walking? Neither really. Try HIIT instead. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Oh, no, no, no. I want you to come back here. All right, I won't sing that song. It's going to be kind of crazy. It is Wellness Wednesday, right? I want you to have fun with your fitness. I want you to have fun with your lifestyle. And so you got to put a little fun into it, right? A little twist. So you got to hit the road. This is not any HIIT, it's high intensity interval training. Now, yes, you can use running and walking with it, but let's talk about what that really means. High intensity interval training is a form of exercise in which you have short bouts of intense physical activity, which are alternated with less intense recovery periods. When you push your body to its maximum exertion level, it creates a brief oxygen deficit. In response, the body takes in more oxygen during recovery. Now, studies have shown that this excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, better known as EPOC, can lead to a higher calorie burn in a shorter period of time. So what does that really mean for you? You're like, come on, get to the nitty-gritty. Well, 15 minutes of HIIT, high-intensity interval training, is the equivalent of jogging for 1 hour. Yes, HIIT just blew away the excuse that you don't have time because I know you can carve out 15 minutes in a day. You're worth it. Plus, there are so many more benefits to HIIT. Let's just name a few of them. You burn more fat than regular aerobic exercise. Who wants to burn more fat? I do. Sign me up. You also increase your metabolism, therefore boosting calorie burn. So if you want to increase your metabolism, that's what's burning your calories? Yeah, sign up for HIIT. That's what you want to aim for. Also, you burn calories and fat long after the workout ends. Okay, it's your afterburn, maybe is something that you've heard recently. It all depends on who you talk to. Some people call it the afterburn. Some people call it, oh, well, you know, it's just the after effect. Hey, I'm all about whatever you want to call it. If I'm burning more calories after the fact of me working out, more power to me and my exercise. Also, it helps you to regulate insulin levels. It helps to improve your endurance. We need endurance as human beings. That's going to help you when you have longer days and you have to put out a lot more energy. You need to build that endurance. It also helps to reduce heart rate and blood pressure more efficiently than other cardiovascular exercises. You can also lower your blood glucose levels, and it reduces dangerous visceral fat. Visceral fat is that stuff. Yeah, that fat. Yeah, it's that spongy stuff around your organs. You don't want that. You don't need that, especially as we get older. I know for me, perimenopause, it's kind of crazy right now. My body is kind of all over the place. It's trying to figure out where is it supposed to settle in. And we all went through puberty at some point. But puberty is a little bit different, right? It's just a whole different way of life. You have a hormonal imbalance, a chemical imbalance within your body. And so when you have all this stuff happening, sometimes your body doesn't always know how to regulate its fat. And the problem is sometimes you're eating even healthy stuff and it still goes to fat. And you're like, wait, this is not fair. Well, you know what? HIIT can help you with all of the above. And you can start today with your first HIIT session. Now, as a reminder, be sure, number one, to consult your physician or your medical provider before you start any physical or fitness routine. Okay, it's really important. And also be sure to warm up your muscles with stretching and some moderate movement like walking. Now note that the amount of time spent on each interval depends upon your fitness goals. A good place to start is really working out at 30 seconds at maximum effort, followed by a 30-second recovery period. And then you repeat it, 30 seconds maximum, 30 seconds recovery. So what you're doing here, riding a bicycle. You're riding a bicycle and pedaling as fast as you can, as hard as you can. The intensity is all right there for 30 seconds. You keep going. You got this. You keep doing it. You're almost there. And then you breathe. You continue pedaling, but you slow it down and allows you to catch your breath. And then you go at it for another 30 seconds, and then you slow it down for the next 30 seconds. The typical HIIT workout, the high intensity interval training workout, is 20 to 30 minutes, alternating between intensity and recovery period. Now, I have a huge caution red flag for you. Don't try to get to your maximum exertion level right out of the gate. Work up to it over time. Also remember that form takes priority. So if you are going to lift, for example, and you want to do some strength training in conjunction with HIIT training, it works. You can do it. It's awesome because you get your cardio and your strength done all at the same time. However, do not lose your form. I cannot stress that enough. If you lose your form, what happens is that injuries are more likely. And what does an injury mean to you? A setback. Yes, you'll come back, but that setback is going to put your goals to the back, and it's going to take even longer to get to where you want to go. So form is key over repetitions. Okay, so really make sure you are doing it the right way. So work at an intensity level that is comfortable to you and then gradually increase it over a period of time. Also, keep your HIIT sessions to no more than 10 to 15 minutes in the beginning. Now, if you're like, oh, I'm seasoned, Christiane, great. Then go for 20 to 30 minutes. If you really want to push yourself, you can go to 40 or 45, but you don't need to. That's why you have HIIT training. Also, if you like to do those longer ones, then do two or three different types of HIIT training that are smaller. So you could do a 10-minute HIIT training for your core. You could do a 10-minute upper body. You could do a 10-minute lower body if you like to break it in. Or you could do a total HIIT overall body session for 20 minutes. Look at what your schedule allows you to do. What is great about HIIT? It really, number one, nullifies the whole idea that you don't have time to exercise. You do have time. You just have to decide. That's the key. And then what? Do it. And I know those excuses, they are way up there. But you can get up in the morning. You can come home. And while you've got something in the oven, you can do a HIIT training. And then you can have dinner and then go take a shower and you've got the rest of the evening. Don't let your excuses run your fitness regimen. That's the biggest fault of anything. But when you are starting something brand new, gradually introduce it into your schedule. Gradually work your way up to it and increase that length of HIIT training that you're doing. And you also don't need to do HIIT every single day. Experts say that 2 to 4 HIIT workouts per week is suitable. You don't need to do unnecessary like 7 days a week. Now, there are those that will do it and they will do it hard, and that's fine. Maybe that is great for their body. But for you, aim for 2 to 4. If you're just starting out, aim for 2. Now, don't allow HIIT to be the only thing. You also want to include other workouts. You want to keep your body guessing. If it gets used to what you're doing, yeah, it's smart. And it says, I'm not going to do what you want me to do. So keep your body guessing. Change it up. Don't make HIIT the only workout, but definitely include it in your weekly regimen. So which one is better, running or walking? I know that was a question, right? And here we ended up with HIIT, high intensity interval training. Ultimately, you can do either running or walking. The key is it's the one that keeps you moving. Do that one. And that is the one that's better. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a moving day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.